Blog Talk Radio.
Play! Now, there's one thing you might have noticed I don't complain about. Politicians. Everybody complains about politicians. Everybody says they suck.
Yeah!
Well, where do people think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out. If you have selfish, ignorant citizens, you're going to get selfish, ignorant leaders. And term limits ain't going to do you any good. You're just going to wind up with a brand new bunch of selfish, ignorant Americans. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here. Like the public. Yeah, the public sucks. There's a nice campaign slogan for somebody. The public sucks. Fuck hope. Fuck hope. Because if it's really just the fault of these politicians, then where are all the other bright people of conscience? Where are all the bright, honest, intelligent Americans ready to step in and save the nation and lead the way?
Today in America, we have enormous problems. They are solvable problems. This country belongs to all of us. We want to make policy that improves the lives of all of our people. That's how we transform America.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No.
Giddy up.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy and like honey from the bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about, I can't live without. Harry's wild about me. I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blizzard of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy, and he's like honey from the bee.
The honey bee.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about, I can't live without. Harry's wild about me.
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy.
He's sweet just like chocolate candy, and like honey from the bee.
The honeybee.
Oh, I'm just wild about
Harry.
Harry's wild about. I can't live without Harry.
Wild about me.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Friday the 13th Possum Theme. Me as funny it was I knew this guy in college who was a big Notre Dame fan, and one night he and I sang the Three's Company theme, but every word was go, so we just went go 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 go. It was quite nice. All the memories, they're all flooding back. Okay, well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Friday Night Possum. It's your fault for encouraging me. You know, come on. I don't even know if we were that drunk, Gumby. It was just fun. Go, 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 go. Fucking Broadhurst, man. Knucklehead. Bad acne. Oh, jeez. All right. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's Possum Hour, the venerated podcast that began of all podcasts. Podcast begat podcast. And in the beginning, there was Possum Hour. During the week, it's clobbering time with your pal of mine, Ben J. Grimm. Except when his fucking computer service goes down like last night. Damn bastards. He'll be back. You can't keep a good thing down. And then Fridays, blah, blah, blah. And now, without any further ado, when I can find the damn cue, it will be time to introduce this guy.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Citizen Ritter, sir, fire some parking, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, Commodore.
Good evening, sir. I'm a little cranked up tonight.
Good for you.
Been up, I've been at it all day, man, you know?
Okay, good.
Where's the tune?
Good.
There it is.
A lot of energy going. Good, good.
Yeah. So, I'd get up, go to a gig, and I came home, back out to the gig, came back. Checked out Carol Channing's 34th annual birthday party.
Oh, cool. Cool. All right.
So, yeah. This is fucking Pink Panther's, like, off-key. I just wanted to point that out.
Is there any update going on with the Edwin J. Hill Society?
No, no, no. I mean, I saw the other cohort tonight.
I'm sure you did.
He was a hoot. I'm leaving. He gives me the hug. You know, the bro hug you got to do.
Yeah.
With the kids love.
My nephews do that to me.
Yeah. The bro hug. And he says, oh, now that you're leaving, I can tell some stories about you. And I'm thinking, what the fuck does he mean? He goes, hey, remember that Christmas you came over with two bottles of booze? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do remember that. Shit.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
You don't want to hang around for those stories.
Well, that was a that was a second wife incident. It's like, I'm out of here.
You're
grab
like
the
it.
Booze. Grab the booze. Grab the dog. Get the fuck over to where people love me. Okay. No, that was Pete. That was old Petey boy.
Oh, Pete back then. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Petey boy. Oh, what a dog. What a dog, Petey boy. I'll tell you. Something else. It's much better than that Pink Panther rendition. But you got to love that, man. It's like totally, it's in the wrong key. We did that on purpose. Just for shits and giggles. I don't know if they manipulated it with a program or actually recorded.
That's what
probably it manipulated.
Like, yeah.
There's this one guy on Facebook. I don't know if you're his buddy, but he's always posting these. He does these mixes of Beatles songs, and he takes out the vocals or parts of it, which is pretty easy to do with Beatles songs, actually. If you've ever had a Beatle album as a kid. If you turn off one of your speakers, they had actual true stereo back then.
Yeah.
So there's like a different sound coming out of each speaker. Instead
so
of
what would he
speaker.
Do?
He just
music and sing.
Yeah, he puts up videos with the, without the vocals or something. What the one do you have on there? Shoot. Oh, Darlin'. From the Abbey Road without the vocals. It's a better fucking song without the vocals.
I'm sure it is.
You know, that happens, man.
Yeah.
So, but he always puts on the post, he says, don't share this shit. So I don't think he's supposed to be doing that or something. I don't know. I kind of like that. It's like, ooh. Oh, I did share it. I shared it just now. Oh, my God. He's probably going to defriend me. Keep my mouth
remember
shut.
Remember years ago, someone isolated Linda singing on a wing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had a weird... But the thing was, Paul's so fucking brilliant. He was able to use his voice to make hers work, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because she had a weird voice, but it worked. It was okey-doke.
Yeah, well, she's a photographer. Get the fucking mic
He's
away
a...
from her.
She wanted to keep an eye on the old man, you know. Can you blame her? He's a good-looking guy, you know.
It's the same reason he bitched about Yoko.
Ah, well, you got that right. All right, you want to blow something up, dude?
Yes, blow
I don't even know
what it is.
Oh, yeah, this is sweet. This is sweet. I was like, man, we got to, like, mix this up a little bit, you know.
Oh, sweet. Ballroom blitz.
Well, I looked up 80s rock anthems or something like that, right? So I got a list of these things.
A lot of
how about YouTube? YouTube.
Oh, fuck that. Slow, Bob.
Was that ever good? Did anybody listen to that shit?
Nah.
What the fuck, man? They suck, man. They have many, many, many ways of sucking. This one was called New Year's Day.
All right.
So,
and also fireworks.
Going down. Oh, this is beauty. This is beauty. This is fun. This is actually fun. If I can find the fuck. Oh, you. It's down at the bottom. Sure. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I present blowing up of the U2.
Listen, Mr. Barter, don't sneak in, or Poncher's going to shoot you, I think. I'm a bad man. Don't shoot! Don't shoot! My disguise is so good, I didn't recognize myself. My gun. Oh, there it is.
the great dramatist by F. Scott Fitzgerald, and here it is. Chapter 1. In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since.
As I sat there, reading from an old come a long way.
All right, now look, let's keep it down, please, because you know we have a long way to go.
All is quiet on New Year's Day.
Here we go.
Happy New Year!
Great covers out there of classic songs that are actually better than fucking original.
I know, that's cool too. You know, it's funny though. Like, I always thought that song sucked, right? Like, I saw you post that on our you know secret meeting page, and I went skip. I didn't listen to it for like a week.
And Bolte was saying he didn't like it because it was they sung it on Lost in Space.
Lost in Space.
Is it Julie Robinson or Judy Robinson?
Judy Robinson. No, I think it was Penny. Penny and
Penny
and Will.
Will.
Penny and Will.
There you go.
William. Ooh, my dear boy. Absolutely.
So Bolte don't like it. That's why.
No, but that kicked ass there. That fucking kicked ass, man. That was great. But the original? Yeah. I've heard that one enough. I mean, that's why I didn't listen to it right away. I've heard that one enough, man. Fuck that. You know?
First
first concert I ever seen was the Beach Boys, and I never liked the Beach Boys. That was not my thing.
Was
the first concert I seen.
I used to think they were like Frank Sinatra or something, like really ungroovy, you know?
All that surfing shit. What the hell do we care about that? Where are these
surfing? Well, but, I don't know. By the time I was listening to shit, they were like old, you know, old hat. It's early 60s. I'm in the late 60s, man. It's cool when I grew up and I got music appreciation and started to appreciate all kinds of music. It's a big wide world out there.
I find that happening to me, I'm living in a little box. Only my shit, that's it. Pink Floyd and jazz, that's
Devo.
It.
Devo. First concert for Magic C. Devo. Mine, oh man, mine's so redneck. Charlie Daniels, man. Then went down to Georgia.
I couldn't go to that concert at gunpoint.
Who was with him, though? Somebody cool was with him. Can't remember now. Jeez. Ooh, that's bad. Can't remember a fucking concert.
That was a
while back.
Yeah.
That's a nice place to concert,
remember.
Yeah. Up in Cleveland, they had this place that had like an amphitheater, you know, and then a big lawn, right?
Yeah.
So like there's two tiers of tickets, and the lawn seats were great.
Uh-huh.
We sat in the pavilion, but it was like, fuck, we should have paid half price, sat on the lawn, man.
Yeah, that's
my dudes out on the lawn, Maul. That was wild, man. We drove up to the place, and they were like, you guys had like card tables out selling acid and shit. It was crazy back then. I mean, what the fuck?
We have the Man Music Center here in Philly. It's great. It's all
man,
outdoors. The lawn.
Double N.
That's where I met James Taylor's band.
Ah. JT.
I was at the Flying concert, and I went there. I was drinking all day. I went there with a date, this girl Peggy. And as soon as we found our seat, I said, I'm going to find a bathroom just so I know where it is, so I'm not wandering around in the dark later on. I went there, and it was the bass player, this big fat guy, tall guy that never, he's very famous, but I keep forgetting his name. He hardly ever moves. He's like a big fucking tree. I recognized him and started talking to him, and I realized the rest of the band was there.
No way. What, waiting for the can?
Yeah, no, they're just hanging out there for some reason.
Oh, okay.
James Taylor and David Sanborn performed at that concert. I would have loved to have met David Sanborn, but no. Nah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That would have been nice.
I just heard a JT song at a thing, and I was thinking, you know, I love JT, but, like, I can't see me playing that on Possum, man.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
Well, you did once.
Did I really? Oh, yeah, Wichita Lineman or something? Was that it?
No. The man who shot Liberty Valance.
That was James Taylor?
Yeah.
That was like Gene Pitney or somebody
that. Yeah, but he did a cover of it. I sent it to our secret base and you played it.
Oh. Jeez. We've been doing this show too long, dude.
You ain't kidding.
Did you see that thing Beth Just Beth puts up? It's been 5 years since you interviewed James Drury. What the
five
fuck?
5 fucking years. Jesus Christ.
Half a decade ago. Half a goddamn decade ago, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. That's our only guest since has been Art Paul. I was gonna say I I really haven't been doing my job recruiting guests for this show.
I don't like big names. I like the goofy bastards like Art Paul.
Okay, what do you think of this one? How about this one? We'll talk this out on the air. I've been pretty good with Eddie Deason.
Eddie Deason, that would be cool.
He's got that great voice. It'd be like having, what's his head on the show? Who am
For
I thinking
of? For those of you
of?
Who don't know him, in the movie 1941, he was caught in a Ferris wheel with, who was he caught with?
I can't think of the guy, but yeah. And he had a ventriloquist dummy that looked like him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the guy from Jaws, the mayor of Jaws. What was his name? Was that him?
Oh, I don't know.
Spielberg wanted Jackie Gleason and Art Carney for that part.
No way, that would have been cool.
Yeah, Jackie said, no way in hell am I working again with him. He really had a bug up his ass about Art.
Man, wow. Well, you know, he was kind of jealous of Art Carney.
Oh, definitely.
Art always got
Art
the awards.
The last.
You know,
yeah,
he got all the fucking Emmys, and Jackie went home and, well, it was Jackie. I don't think he ever fucking cried in his beer, man. I think he fucking probably danced to a band that night. But, you know, kind of pissed him off. Anyways, there they are. The wonderful, the beautiful, the lean, mean, listening machine. The Possum Lounge. All right. First up, Apple Cheeks Alice. Thank you so much for coming. I hope everything's fine in your neck of the woods, as the fat guy on a morning thing says all the time. Neck of the woods.
Away from Make that Al Curtis.
Yeah. Al, what's that fat black guy? Al Downing? Al Rocking.
Al
Rolling.
Roker? Al Roker.
Roker. Al Roker. Fat black guy who's not really fat anymore. Had his stomach pinched, and now he looks like he's got the cancer, I must say. All right, there she is, Dr. K.
Dr. K.
You know what? I don't think it really would be worth calling it a show.
Oh.
If Dr. K went here. What do you think?
Got that right, Jack.
All right. Get an amen. Well, good to have you with us, Dr. K. She had to take the shuttle because she don't transport, okay? Now, speaking of guys that overdo the transporter sometimes, you know what I'm talking about. G.T. Trenton!
Right?
Bum-bum. Apple Cheeks Alice. Al Roker looked better fat? You are correct. I think so.
Yes.
He was a jolly-looking fat guy. You know? Now he looks all fucking shriveled and, like, unhappy.
Uh-huh.
He's like,
someone
I wish I had a hamburger.
Part was in a fight.
That's the truth, man. I feel so fucking much better without that 30 pounds, man. I can't wait to lose another. I mean, honest to God. The prison, I must say. Okay, there's guest 2429, I must say. Did we say G.T. Trenton? Did we mention he's the strongest man on the internet?
I don't believe you did.
Okay, G.T. Trenton. Strongest man. Oh, and he had a birthday, which we did wish you happy birthday.
Yes.
But you left because the yodel came on. Dude, there were strippers. We had strippers for you, man. You blew it.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
I had a lap dance.
Remember the lap? Oh, to the lap dances.
Oh,
and then.
Oh, crazy.
Oh, boy. I'm still trying to get the smell of poontang out of my hair. All right? But hey, you know, can't put up with a yodel. That's fine. I understand. And there she is, Maggie C. First in love, first in peace, first in the Possum Lounge.
Maggie C.
Good to have you with us, darling. Thank you for being here. And I think she's Possum Hour's biggest fan.
Oh yeah.
I just checked. I don't know. I've been charting it.
Yeah.
I think she's the biggest fan, man.
Yeah. She visits Grenache. That's nice.
She's on it. She's all over it. Speaking of all over it, there's a guy. We'll give his wife a moment of peace. Other people's eyes. What's the guy got? 16 kids now, for crying out loud.
All right. Oh.
Give the poor woman a break. This is fucking awesome, dude. Kiss them babies for me. Yes, that's cool, man. I loved being a dad, man. That was my favorite job I ever had, man. Honest to God.
That good kid.
And now it's paying off in bro hugs, you know? What can you say? and a couple of free beers over at the crib.
There you go.
Oh, jeez. Bush Light? Oh, man. Somebody ain't got a paycheck this week, I don't think. Man, that ain't birthday beer where I come from, bro. I bought him a bottle of wine. I got him Paul Newman. Because it goes to charity. Oh, the fuck out of here. I was going to get him Francis Ford Coppola wine, you know, because, you know, he's a movie guy, movie buff, whatever, actor. Uh-huh. You know, my son. And I said, fuck him. Uh-huh. Give it to Paul Newman. I bet you it's better. I like Paul Newman, man. Paul Newman is fucking awesome. And speaking of fucking awesome, Porcupine Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Piney.
Coppola's a good charity. I guess so, yeah. You know, he needs to eat. Spaghetti don't grow on trees, you know. That's a fact. It's good to have you all with us on a weird Friday, the 13th, man. And last but not least, Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. The only co-host that hasn't quit on me yet.
Thank you, sir.
It's Professor R.J. Gumby. And that, ladies and gentlemen, consists of the Possum Lounge. It could be more. Stay tuned.
Yep.
And your super host, Commodore Decker.
Oh, there it is.
As the Beaver.
Shazam!
Pile!
Shazam!
Oh, yeah! I know.
Go, go, go.
It kind of just, doesn't it work, man?
Go, go, go.
And we got into it, man. Dude was always wearing his gray sweats with the green letters, you know, the ND. Notre Dame, ND. Oh, he had braces, too. He was a redhead with freckles and braces. Skinny, fucking ugly. Greatest fucking guy ever. He was such a great nerd. I loved him. He wasn't a little nerd. He was a cool nerd. Because, like, I lived in a nerd. It was a nerd college. So, like, there were cool nerds and then not cool nerds. And nerd nerds. The ones the nerds picked on. I was just happy that I was not in any category that got picked on too hard, you know, when I got there. Jeez.
Oh, you're in between.
Yeah, I was just one of them fucking guys. They thought I was kind of it was funny later on, their first impression of me, that one guy said, I thought you were like a motorhead, you know, some badass motorcycle fucker or something. I'm like, really? Jeez. I don't know where you got that. I was just tickled the first night the guy across the hall started playing Frank Zappa records. I'm like, hey, dude! You know.
There you go.
And then, of course, something else happened after that. Still remains illegal in most of the United States of America.
No surprise, Jeff.
Nope. That was a hookup, man. You're my best friend, dude.
Yeah, it was the late 70s. That was 78, right?
78. Yep. Fall of 78. Oh, yeah. Boy, I was such a fucking greenhorn. Greenhorn! Shit. Let's dance! What do you say?
Yes.
I didn't upload a new dance because, like, you know, I was like, I'm just going to play something that's already on there.
Yeah, go ahead. What the hell?
I've got 1, 2, 3, and 4. Number 2.
I have no objection to the twist as such.
represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
Hey, kids, I got an idea. Well, why don't we do the show right here? Yeah!
2, 3, 4.
Before this dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. I don't want to kiss or hold your hand. If it's funny, try and understand. There is really nothing else I'd rather do. Cause I'm happy just to dance with you. I don't need to hug or hold you tight. I just want to dance with you all night. In this world, there's nothing I would rather do. Cause I'm happy just to dance with you. Just to dance with you is everything I need. Before this dance is through, I think I'll love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. If somebody tries to take my place, let's pretend we just can't see his face. In this world there's nothing I would rather do. Cause I'm happy just to dance with you. Just to dance with you. Oh, is everything I need. Before this dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. If somebody tries to take my place, let's pretend we just can't see his face. Discovered I'm in love with you. Cause I'm happy just to dance with you.
All right. I cut them off.
Fool.
But, you know, I do that. I'm the Commodore. Yeah, GT didn't dig that, man. He's not a Beatle maniac, I guess.
Well, he likes the Monkees. He's a monkey man.
He's a monkey,
he's a
guy.
Monkey,
you know, I thought it was
man.
Elvis or Beatles. With them, it's Beatles or Monkees. You know.
That's right.
Thank you, Dr. K. I do like. I love George Harrison singing. Anything.
I was going to ask if that was him by himself or with the Beatles, because it sounded different.
Oh, yeah, it sounded a little slow.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have been something I did to it in the processing. Yeah,
that's probably a different take on it.
It's been sitting on the damn switchboard for God knows how long. You know, probably just got a little... I should have oiled it before I played it.
Oil, George.
Monkees and Beach Boys. He likes the Beach Boys.
There you go.
Doesn't like the Bugs or the the Bugs. Jeez. I'll tell you, he's hanging out with the Rat Pack over there. He don't play around.
He's
the strongest man on the internet, man. He doesn't. He doesn't mince. He doesn't mince. No mincing. Who's Alexander Beetle? Apple cheeks.
Alexander Beetle.
I don't know Alexander.
Adamant, there you go.
Adamant, jeez.
Adamant was on my favorite television show, Northern Exposure.
Really?
He did an episode, yeah.
Huh. As like a punk rock guy?
Yep.
Huh. I did not know that. I might have heard that episode. As you know, I listened to most of that series.
Yeah, that's right.
That was so weird, man, because it was just that night I had to work, and so I'd turn it on and just have something on. And I liked it, you know, but I never really looked at the screen. Just listened, like a radio show. Except after a really good bong hit, and then I'd stare at the TV and go, "Wow, man, I want to lick that mole, you know?" Whoa.
I just looked up Alexander Beetle. It's a Melanie song. I never heard of that. I don't think I did.
Melanie.
Yeah, remember Melanie?
Yeah,
brand
I've got a
brand
new pair of roller skates. Yeah, everybody knows, huh?
Yeah. I got to hear that after the show. Thank you.
Yeah, let's check out. We'll have to check it out. Cut my hair and look like that pilot. Which pilot? Oh, what? Ooh, this was weird, man. Some stupid meme. It said, like alien, right?
Uh-huh.
Neil Armstrong's first man on the moon, right? Well, Neil A, spelled backwards,
yes,
is alien. Think about it, man. He stepped foot on the moon. He was a fucking alien, man. Illegal alien. Do you have any goddamn passport? Fucking moon?
That's right. Do you have a visa?
Come on. I don't
know. We got to get Reverend Wendy on that one.
Oh, man. I don't like to even go there with her because it's like she really believes that there weren't no moon landing. I just can't, you know, God bless her and I respect her right to have that opinion, but boo. I got nothing. I saw it on TV just like 9/11, but
yeah.
I don't know.
I remember the nuns. The nuns used to wheel TVs into the classroom so we could watch the moon landing.
Yeah. That was so cool, man.
Yeah, it was.
And then after a while, like after about, I don't know, 2 years, people really got tired of it and nobody was watching. And
yeah, no one knows we were there 5 times. That 12 astronauts walked.
Was it
the
5?
Moon.
I thought
no
it was more than that.
No, yeah. It's 5.
Was it 5? Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like they were on again. It's like, oh, man, they interrupt the Bullwinkle for this? Come on. It's Christ,
no
man.
No wonder they pulled the program. We all got bored of it. Yeah.
Wait till Sunday morning when Bullwinkle's on, man. Fuck. Jackasses. All right, what else are we doing? Oh, yeah. I forgot, man, because it's a weird bottom of the hour show.
Uh-huh.
You know what that means?
Yes. It's that time, right?
It's, well, close enough for horseshoes and coits, I'd say.
Uh-huh. Coits.
They're like lawn darts. THX.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You think you're playing with kids?
Ooh.
Oh, man. No, this is another one. I was like, okay, I'm just going to play one of these fucking things that have been sitting around here forever.
Good for you.
All right, I want to let the chat room vote on this, okay? So I'm going to hurry up and say it. Okay, do you want 3 minutes number one? 3 minutes number two. Oh, jeez. Oh. 3 minutes number three.
Ooh.
3 minutes
or,
number
or the,
four.
Or the box that Jack's bringing down the aisle.
Or the box that Jay is bringing down the aisle. Yes. Okay. Which one? She Maggie C votes yes. She says five. Ooh, Jake says two. Oh, geez. GT says, which one? 3 minute five? GT says five. That's two for five. When, oh, other people wants the blocks there. Number five. Oh, geez. Okay, well, what's number five? That'd be the last one, right?
Sure.
I forgot now. Let me count them backward. Okay, here we go. Number one. Number two, number three, number four. There is no number five. The box.
The box.
Hmm.
a bone, sure, the bones of a child. Old lady stone, speaking fat old lady stone, purr like a cat. Old lady stone, she likes to chow, ripping up her baby like a happy old sow. Old lady stone, chewing on a bone, chewing on the bones of her child. Old lady stone, she went hog wild. Old lady stone, she butchered her child. She stuffed it with apples, mincemeat, and figs, and she roasted him in her ash pit like a fat little pig. Child, where is the child? You eat it like a sow. Corpus Delicti, delightful, de lovely. Officer, you're all cute and cuddly. You're cute and you're cuddly. So, shoot a newborn now, old lady's phone, drill, crunch,
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is.
I'm on the highway to hell.
And that's why shit hangs out on the fucking switchboard for months and months and months. When's the right time to play that? When is the right time to play that? Yeah, now, give us the skinny on this fucking lunatic, man. You said he shot his wife in the head playing William Tell?
Yeah, yeah. They were all fucked
William
up.
William S. Burroughs.
He was a junkie. He was a junkie, William S. Burroughs. And he,
what, heroin?
His wife.
Heroin junkie?
Yeah, oh, all kinds of shit. Oh, yeah. He's the guy who wrote The Naked Lunch.
Right.
Great novel.
I don't know that much about it.
Had his wife put a shot glass on her head and... He pulls out this Magnum or something.
Jesus Christ.
Shot her in the head.
Gave her a crease.
Yeah. In fact, that's even in the movie, Naked Lunch. David Cronenberg put it in the movie.
I never saw it. I never saw it.
Yeah. Oh, great flex.
My only memory of that movie is the Simpsons kids. They're all pissed off because they weren't naked. Something wrong with this title or something. I don't know. It's like Simpsons gag.
Simpsons.
Man, that's a weird motherfucker, man.
yeah.
But creative people are usually weird, man. But, you know, thankfully, most of the time they're not violent.
Yeah, you know? Well, this guy liked to shoot off his gun.
Well, you know, I said it today. I got caught in traffic again, you know. Boom! And the double pun was, I actually tried, I consciously said, what route should I take? So I'll avoid traffic. There's no way around this fucking thing. To get from where I am to where I had to be at that hour of day, you're going to hit traffic.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
So anyway, I when I got there, I said, you know, it's a good thing that I don't carry loaded firearms on me. Because there'd be a trail of dead bodies from here to Columbus, Ohio. You know. I want phasers in my headlights so I can just fucking... Dude, okay, you're not going to speed up and go... Vision booth! Gone.
Little
trail of smoke. Yeah. That'd be the way to do it. Fuck firearms, man. I want phasers. Jeff Wishman. Alright. I'm not... I hate traffic, man. I don't know why it bugs me so much, man. But God. Makes me want to kill.
I hear you.
And I don't like that side of me. I'm a much... You know, when I'm not in traffic, I'm a very sweet guy. All right. Speaking of sweet gays, in Columbus, Ohio, they have this World Harvest Church. You heard of this?
No.
It's on TV. Reverend Rod Parsley. I'm sure he's saving souls out there, lit and right. But anyway, parents of a 2-year-old boy that got beaten by a daycare worker at their church thingy. They got a $3.1 million settlement, right? So the church was trying to... What the fuck? The church lawyers were trying to argue that they didn't owe that all that money. What the fuck were they doing? This was funny. Why did I pick this out for a reason? They just tried to deny the whole thing, and you know, those welts on the boy's body, including his penis, were the result of a skin rash. Yeah.
Oh.
So that was their lawyer said, I don't think they'll have to get it overturned. So. Jackasses,
Jesus
man.
Christ. Oh, Jesus.
You gotta see this place. It's like a fucking city, you know? I hate these guys, man.
Because
really, you know, if there is a God, boy, he's really gonna hate your fucking ass. You know? You're like number one on the list to go down.
If there is a God, he's on atheist. No one else.
Ah, man. I mean, God's gotta have common sense. How else would you become God? You know,
right.
Crying out loud.
Okay. And he held office for a long time.
he had his own show on NBC, I think.
That's right.
All right. This guy, now, this is really fucking gross here, man. This fucking, I just read the, and I don't know what the fuck's going on here, man, but it's, where are these people at? It's a U.S. poultry plant, okay? And is this in America? This can't be in America. Come on. Oxfam. Anyway, they don't give the fucking... Oh, jeez. They don't give the workers bathroom breaks. They're, like, preparing chickens for food consumption.
Oh, Jesus.
But they're denied bathroom breaks. They have to wear diapers.
Oh, man. That's sanitary.
I don't want to... Yeah, I mean, okay, a report cited unnamed workers from Tyson Foods Incorporated, Pilgrim's Pride, Purdue Farms, and Sanderson Farms. Those are the biggies. who said that supervisors mock them, ignore requests, and threaten punishment or firing if they ask to go to the bathroom. And when they go, there's a long line, I guess. I don't know, because whatever. And then, so anyway, they start shitting and pissing their pants. As they're preparing the chicken, we
enjoy your chicken.
Eat. Bon appetit. Mr.
Oh,
and Mrs. Geez. America.
But they wear rubber gloves.
But they do wear rubber gloves. There is that.
Shit pouring down their legs, but they got rubber gloves on.
Standing in a pile of shit. Hey.
Why not?
Could be worse.
Enjoy your chicken.
Yeah. Well, you know, it could be worse. It could be the Florida guy. He shot himself in the arm, right? He's cleaning his gun, right? Shot himself in the arm. But he didn't realize it until like 3 days later.
Wow.
He finally changed his shirt and found a bullet hole. Honest to God, that's what it says.
Oh, man.
That's like the guy that shot his pecker off. You know, he didn't find out 3 days until he changed his drawers. Yikes.
And you got to wonder this. Now you can't shoot yourself and not realize it. I think that's true. You know, it could feel like, you know, shock and shit like that. You don't actually feel it. It feels like someone punched you, maybe. But how about the blood? He had to have blood all over his
Well, you know, he's not checking for pit smell or anything. A little bit of blood might just blow right past his, you know. Hey, getting 4 USA welcome. I will write your name. I was going to write getting 3 USA. That wouldn't be cool.
You're voting a guy.
I know, man. All right, no. I'll give him a field promotion. Getting 5 USA.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Okay, I think we got some entertainment news.
Oh, good.
No entertainment news tonight. Unless this counts. There was a man arrested for masturbating in the chip aisle at a Uniontown sheet store in Pennsylvania.
They didn't mention my name, did they? That'll be embarrassing.
And there you have it, folks. All the news that's whatever the fuck.
Don't stop me.
Bum 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 bum. No team.
Now, back to our show.
Rock and roll! Oh, yeah! Oh, 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 yeah!
Yeah.
most excellent.
Wild.
You're being very on dude.
Yes.
Anyway, that was your Dweezil Zappa.
Dweezil.
So I don't know if that counts as Friday Frank Jr.
Me.
I love me some Zappas, man. What a fucking great family of units, man.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what. Why don't we start a Friday Dweezil? We'll get all the Dweezil songs. There's got to be a lot of Dweezils out there, right?
Oh, remember the one I used to love? The, who's the little girly singer there? He covered her song, Oops, I Did It Again, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Britney Spears, yeah.
Yeah, the Britney Spears song by Dweezil Zappa. I love that one.
That one's good.
Let's bring it back Monday. We'll have Monday night Dweezil. I haven't heard that. God, I had that was like my song on my MySpace page.
That was
did your
good.
Theme song. Remember that? MySpace was so cool. It was so creative. Not like Facebook, which is like, you know, very industrial. Oh, we're all lined up in your news feed. Everybody line up for the news feed.
MySpace, you got to everyone's pages because you put up all the weird pictures and everything.
Yeah. It was great. I mean, it was very creative, man. So, I mean, you go to some pages, you're like, Jesus Christ, I'm like, what the fuck did they do? And we were all, like, learning code and stuff, how to do this stuff. And then all of a sudden, we got this fucking dummy thing, Trump book or Facebook, something.
What are you going to do? Time marches on.
It's how we keep in touch these days, you know, because the kids, they've moved on to Yelp and the Twitter and the Hooch and the Howie and the Hojai and the hashtag my ace.
Postcard book. We're going to start postcard book.
What? Postcard book? I like it. We just send postcards to each other.
That's it.
Like in the mail.
We're here.
I like it, man. Oh, I believe it's time for a commercial. Got any suggestions?
For a commercial?
Yeah. You pick the sponsor. Dippity do. Let's dippity do it.
Dippity do it.
Dippity do.
You.
Dippity-doo.
For setting your hair.
Dippity-doo.
Rollers.
Dippity-doo.
Easy, neat.
Dippity-doo.
No slip, no drip.
Dippity-doo. Dippity-doo. Dippity-doo.
Real fun.
Dippity-doo.
Oh, no.
Dippity-doo.
You.
For you.
I love dippity-doo, too, man.
Uh-huh.
How can you not love Dippity Doo?
And who knew that Mahatma Gandhi said that?
What, he was into Dippity Doo?
Yeah, he said you must live it up before you Dippity Doo.
Oh, that's right, Mahatma Gandhi. That's right, that was him.
Yeah.
That was him.
Yeah.
Fucking guy.
Who knew?
He was, he wore a bathrobe all the time, but very wise, very sage.
Yeah.
A little smelly, but, you know. Hygiene. Anyway, we got Friday. I don't want to run out of time. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We're over at midnight, so here we go. I have my parameters. Today has been it took me 15 minutes to decide to start the show at 10:30 because I'm like, I'm waking up and the start time for my first gig was 10:45. Why do that to me? You know, what's wrong at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock? 10:45? And I'm trying to do math on how long it's going to take me to get there. Oh, my God. And then I'm like, well, I want to go over to, you know, the party. the birthday party. So when should I get home? Don't make me do math in the fucking morning, man. That's such a drag.
That's just cruel.
It is. I was there miles early, too, because it was like I totally miscalculated and left early. But, boy. All right, so what are we doing here? We got the polka coming up. We got to do polka.
Hey, you know what I said? I finally seen season 6 of The Sopranos. 9 fucking years later, I finally seen
That's the last season? That's the last one?
Yep. Finally,
it wasn't their strongest season, you know, and of course the ending's controversial, but I've heard explanations of the ending that make a lot of sense.
I like the ending.
You like the ending?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool the way they just blacked it out.
Yeah, I mean, it just, because like I went, no, you didn't. And then I thought, well, what the hell are they going to do? You know?
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck are they going to end this thing? Everybody gets a gun and shoots everybody. You know, what the fuck can you do? How are you going to top this? Just kill it.
That's it right off.
And the guy explained, it's like, what would happen, like, if you were sitting there and it's done from Tony's perspective, you keep seeing shots from Tony's perspective.
Uh-huh.
Him looking around the room and shit. And then, you know, when they cap him, the story's over for Tony.
Yep.
Aw, Medici loves Deco's voice.
That we all.
Oh, voices. Oh, when I do the... Hey, Hagen. All right, how about a quickie? We got a quickie. Great quickie.
Great quickie.
I think we need a quickie. I don't know. Who doesn't like a quickie?
Quad salad bar, Jovi Ballard, gobsnick and beanbag, big breast, sad flatula, beef mister, itchy feet, small grey t-shirt, a man called Gerald Burt. This is the chorus, I wrote it cause you're for us. I wrote it for opponents. Do the fucking gibbon, tie a yellow ribbon. Billie Jean is not my lover. No, that would be my mother. This is the chorus. I wrote it cause you're for us. Road of Bob Holness. Is this a chorus? Is this a verse? Will it get any better? Could it get any worse? Second big bag of big breast, a sad black shirt, and big Mr. Higgins beats a small grey t-shirt, a man called Gerald Burt. This is the chorus. A road it gets you porous. A road it bob up home.
Boo boo. I'll tell you what. I don't know. Let's not do this. Wait, we got to do it a little bit.
Hey,
I know how it's like that. That's what was played when Usarian was going AWOL if you had the catch 22.
You're kidding.
Yep.
That rendition there?
Yeah, he was running with the raft. A blow-up raft. He was out of there. He quit.
Get the fuck out. I'll have to check that out again, man.
Great movie.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't remember that was the rendition. Yeah, well. I can't remember my own fucking show. I'm supposed to keep track of this motherfucker's movies? Give me a fucking break.
Gran Torino, that was the last movie you see.
Who's that? That was Mike Nichols, right?
Mike Nichols, yeah.
Yeah. Genius.
As far as I'm concerned, he made one bad movie, that Wolf movie with Jack Nicholson. I thought that sucked.
Skipped it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was a genius, man.
Hell yeah. Great shit.
If you didn't see Wolf. Yeah, they did a PBS, you know, whatever, dude thing on him. Excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that much about him. I mean, you know, I just always knew when his name was involved, it seemed to be high-quality stuff, no matter what it was.
Oh, yeah. It was early years with Elaine May. They were a great comedy team.
Yeah. That was most of the show they were talking about that, you know. Jeez.
And Elaine's going to be at Alan's Amazon TV show. I'm looking forward to that.
Man, they've been really piling on Woody Allen lately, or is that just my news feed?
They are.
Frank Sinatra III was chiming in there again. Somebody needs to beat that kid. Smack him around a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, tell him to shut his gab. You know what the fuck you're talking about, you little piece of shit? Oh, by the way, that's my new favorite word, piece of shit. Did I tell you guys that Monday?
No.
Lately, like, you know, whenever I say, like, I'm in traffic, you know, piece of shit, pieces of shit. How many, you know,
you
it gets very creative with pieces of shit, piece of shit. It's very fun. Pieces of shit. It's even fun on the internet because you go POS, you know?
There you go.
I called Hillary a POS, and this guy didn't even, like, deny that she was a piece of shit. So it's like, I won the argument right there, man. We're like three comments later. You never said shit about me saying she was a piece of shit. You never defended that.
Piece of steaming shit.
Piece of steaming shit. A POSS.
Uh-huh. She's a piece of chicken plucker shit.
She's a chicken plucker's daddy. All right. We got a polka to do here, ladies and gentlemen.
Polka.
George Bailey turns 34 years old. I'm trying to find it here, Hank. Here we go.
Kumquats!
Oh! All right. I'm on it. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
My gal ain't pretty, what do I care? My gal ain't witty, what do I care? What if she's funny, her pop's got money, I'll be a millionaire.
Thank you.
gal is silly, what do I care? My gal's a dilly, what do I care? She's got a chauffeur, that's what I go for. She'll take me everywhere.
My gal ain't charming, what do I care? My gal's alarming, what do I care? Long as she loves me, and she can support me, we'll make a happy pair. Tuck me, boy.
My gal ain't witty.
Oh, don't care about that. What if she's funny? Her pop's got money.
Oh, boy, and I'll be a millionaire.
For hanging out, man. You know?
They're tough.
I could have hung
really
out at the party,
tough.
You know? I mean, there was like three or four chicks that were all over me, you know?
Whoa. But,
I came home just for you. No. I kid because I live. All
right. We ain't firing that.
But no. Thanks for coming, man. I real appreciate it. Even you too, GT. You know, he bolts when the polk comes on.
He
likes the Beach Boys, but he got no stomach for a polka or a yodel.
We gotta find a Beach Boy polka.
Ooh, a Beach Boy yodel.
Yeah, I think there is one. A cover of one, anyway.
Well, I mean, we had the grunge guy there, whatever his Kurt
Cobain
yodel.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Ted, what are you lobbying for, dude? I ain't got none. Chew on your big... he's got like a dinosaur bone over there. He's lobbying for some non-existent treat. It's like, dude, chow down, man. You know? Uh-oh. Maggie Seesaw look-alike for me?
Yeah.
You don't even know what I look like, man. I don't even have a... If a picture of me is not within the last month, then you don't know what I look like. I've totally changed my whole face. Yeah, it's great. I look like I did like before I got really fat. Yeah. But Mr. Ed Yodel. Oh man, I was talking to my son, and I mentioned Mr. Ed, and he said. Oh, man, you got to check this out on YouTube. So I haven't checked it out because I just got home. He says there's this thing on YouTube. It's a reboot of Mr. Ed. And I'm like, oh, jeez. And he goes, no, it's fucking hilarious. He goes, the guy George Jefferson, whatever that guy's name was. Sherman Hemsley is the voice of Mr. Ed. And he says it's all horse cock jokes. He said it's fucking hilarious. So, you know, something to do after the show. You know.
I'm Grenache it. I can find it.
It sounds like a winner to me. My kids have very eclectic tastes, you know. I don't know where they got it from, but I believe they came by it honestly. Them apples didn't roll too far, thank God.
Because it's a weird world, man. You got to be fucking an idiot to just, you know, you got to be weird or insane to just survive and be. You have to be insane to remain sane, kind of. I think.
That's right. That's right. That's something like what Edgar Allan Poe said.
He said that.
Man, something like that. You're paraphrasing, but he said something like that.
That fucker always, like, bogarted the bong, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This way, fucker. Right. Oh, Molson Canadian.
Oh,
what you
okay.
Got?
I didn't go for it yet.
You got no beverage?
Show off.
No beverage.
I'll go
You're
going
to have to say
now.
No beverage. You're going to have to say no beverage, you realize.
I got a green goodness and a daily green. Bolt House daily greens. So I'm going to have that.
That's your call, Chief.
Daily green. I got to shake this motherfucker up, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dave. Oh, you always got to be shaking them on my mouth. They settle. There's some settling.
Uh-huh.
Molson Canadian.
There you go.
Dr. Cake, the best beer in the world. In the world.
Gotta disagree.
Comes from Canada.
There you go. Dr. Cake likes the green goodness. Good stuff.
All right. Here we go. I don't know what I'm playing out to, though. Shit. What?
Daily Green.
Oh, man. Give me a second.
There you go.
All right. Scotty. Come on, dude. Get your shit together. All right. Here we go. Everybody ready?
We're ready.
Energize!
Good night, everyone.
Down dirty. you.
I think that's the go-to. Although, Yakety Eve does have its merits. Ernie Kovacs is very...
Oh, yeah.
But Ernie Kovacs has a... That's got a cachet about it, man. Beauty. Alrighty. Well, you want a cigar.
Yeah.
And to be honest, Rudy...
It's really great. It's good. Yeah.
I got to pee, you know. call Tommy and get the fuck out of Dodge. All right.
Sounds good.
Good show tonight, man.
Yeah, fun
you know?
Time.
I think we do better just by ourselves, man.
I've been thinking that too.
This is like, you know, it's like I feel like, oh, okay, I got to bring extra shit, and then you're like, you figure out a way to, you know,
the drag shows
me on. Yeah, and it's good combination, man.
Yeah,
but not that we don't miss you, Malty. Not that we don't miss you.
We love the Malt, man, and we love Wendy.
Because I'll tell you what, it's. This is a rare night. I just came in all jazzed up, so I was ready to roll, you know.
Yeah, that'd help.
But most of the music was yours tonight, and it was all fucking hardcore shit. That's funny.
You brought the dweezil. That was nice.
Yeah, well, I've been hanging around for a few weeks. Yeah, it didn't feel right until tonight, you know.
Good show.
I put the show together last night. I just tried to, you know, use shit that I already had, you know. As much as possible. Just to lighten the load. Lighten the load. Do you ever get into Jiminy Glick?
I used to watch it every now and again. I was never heavily into it. But it was funny.
Man.
Funny stuff.
That's some funny fucking shit, man.
I think it's the best thing he's ever done. That Ed, whatever the fuck he played, I never liked that guy.
Ed Grim. You never liked Ed Grimley?
No.
I must say.
No, I thought that was
stupid. Oh, I loved him. Oh, you do say, Ted.
Right. In fact, I'm not that big of a fan of his, except for the Jiminy...
My mom loved him. What can I say, man?
Jiminy Glick, that was funny.
Jiminy Glick, funny.
And he's always talking about his wife. What was his wife's name? Cookie or...
Dixie.
And then he started tearing it and up down here.
And the guests always look like they were getting pissed off.
Look at something, unless they're cracking up. Let's say goodnight, everybody. We miss you, Malty. We miss you, Reverend Wendy.
Yes.
We miss you.
Everybody.
We miss...
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday. You got that right, Jack.
All righty.
meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!